This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com. And also those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live here on Prophetic Tuesday. What a wonderful day it is. I just feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we are here to have a special prophetic session today on BPNradio.com. And this is what we do most every Tuesday. It's Prophetic Tuesday, and Ruth Gentry's here with me, my daughter-in-law, and we're covering some prophetic words that were requested on my Prophetic Tuesday, as well as Allison Keeber's Prophetic Thursday. So we're covering as many names as we possibly can. And I've been up since early this morning, and I have been praying over the names that have been coming in. And some of you that have been watching the past several weeks or listening the past several weeks, I'm getting some words for some of you. It's going to be a great day. So here we go. We're gonna pray, and we're going to pray and prophesy today. And I love to prophesy. I've been serving as a prophetic voice in America. In this nation, nations of the world for, well, since 1985. That's a long time. That's about 33 years I've been serving as a prayer and prophetic voice. And, of course, I've been in full-time ministry since 1967. And over the past many years, I have prophesied over many, many people, knowing and operating on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And change your life forever. So it's good to have you listening here on this Tuesday, broadcasting live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas, around the clock and around the globe. And I want to remind you today, as we begin to prophesy, that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs on bpnradio.com may or may not be the views a Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio was not responsible for any counsel or any prophetic words that are given on any of our programs, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends. And of course, Prophetic Tuesday is our most listened to program throughout the week. It's obvious. It's obvious that people long to have a word from God. And I love to prophesy. I never asked for the prophetic gift. But when I started leading prayer across America in 1985, I immediately started getting prophetic words for people, which really opened the door for a lot of people that needed a word from God, taking us to many churches, many cities, many nations, and so thankful. But most of our time is being spent right here behind this microphone on bpnradio.com, and from time to time we carry some of our programming on Facebook Live. I do want to remind you that we have a couple of special events coming up, and Ruth Gentry, the manager here at bpnradio.com, is going to talk to you a little bit more after a while about our National Day of Prayer, which is a special event. And most of the time, I'm only going out only for special events. One of those special events will be this Sunday. Gene and I will be ministering on Sunday morning at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. That's at Interstate 35 and Northside Drive, Calvary Cathedral International, where Bob Nichols is the pastor. And we're going to be there celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Power Tower. And I was involved in the startup of the 24-hour prayer ministry that has gone now for 23 years there at Calvary Cathedral International. We'll be celebrating 23 years of praying around the clock. So that'll be this Sunday morning, and that begins at 10 o'clock at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas. Wow, special events, and I have some other special events coming up that I'll be talking to you about. Otherwise, I'm right here behind this microphone, so I'm going to pull off my, we're started on bpnradio.com, and so I can pull off my headphones now and get ready to prophesy here on bpnradio.com. Don't forget that this program will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Here on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And as soon as we get through with the program today on Facebook Live, this program on Facebook Live will be replayed throughout the day till about maybe 6, 7, 8 o'clock tonight. All right. Ruth Gentry's going to come. She's going to give you a welcome, and she's going to lead us in prayer, and then I'm going to give some instructions and prophesy. I just want to tell you, I got a bunch of people to prophesy over. You know how I love to do that, and so I'm just about to do one of the things that I love to do the most. So, Ruth Gentry, why don't you welcome everybody, pray, and we'll get right to it.
Awesome. Well, I do want to welcome everyone to BPN Radio today, and what a blessing that we have the opportunity to just partner together, partner with our financial partners, partner with our prayer partners, and partner with you. And what an amazing gift that, you know, it's so awesome. I love to see all those pages of words because it's so encouraging. And even if your name is not attached to a word, I want to remind you that it's just encouraging. I mean, rarely is my name attached to one of these words or any of our team. And yet our team is just so, at the end of a Thursday or at the end of a Wednesday, excuse me, okay, I'm going to get this correct in a moment, at the end of a Tuesday or a Thursday or a Friday prayer session, we are all just so blessed because we just know the power in joining together, and we know the power in prayer, and we know the power in just one word will change your life and encourage you and I think take you to the next dimension. So I just speak that over you guys today, that even if your name might not be attached to a particular word, if there's something that God is stirring in your heart, something that God is stirring in your spirit, you know, listen today as Pastor Dale, you know, gives these prophetic words, and because it can come to you in all sorts of ways. It could come to you, you know, today through this particular program. It can come to you through, you know, another message. It can come to you anyway, and God is here, and God is wanting to speak to you and touch your heart and touch your situation today. I believe that with my whole heart. So why don't you join with me today as we dedicate this program, this Prophetic Tuesday, we dedicate this program to you. And thank you for the gift that you have given to Prophet Dale to be able to speak to those and share your word and encourage those and pray for those. And so thank you. Thank you for this love, this gift, and this passion that Pastor Dale carries. Thank you for the anointing that he carries. Thank you for the obedience. If he didn't obey God, we wouldn't be able to even have this program this morning. So thank you for the obedience. We honor him. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for our partners. And we just dedicate this program to you today on this Tuesday, this Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Ruth Gentry, my beautiful daughter-in-law. Been in my life since she was 13 years old. Today's going to be a great day. I just feel feel a special anointing. And whether I call your name or not, I just believe that if you're listening, if you'll get ready, the Holy Spirit's going to share something very significant with you. Whether I call your name or not, or somebody may get a word and you say, well, that is also my word, and I'll write that down. Remember that all of our prophetic sessions are archived. We're currently updating on our new bpnradio.com website. We are in the process of archiving all of those words. And not to confuse you, but right now you can go to, we still have an old website. You can click on that. The prophetic words are on there on Breakout Radio Church. So no one is being left behind. And we're going to make it more simple for you to go back and listen to your words. And some of you may have not heard one of your words, although they've been given. And we still may be in the process of calling your name. So But we've made a commitment. We're not going to let one word, one name fall to the ground, fall to the floor. So here we go. Remember, if you receive a prophetic word, and I've given these instructions many times, but it may, there may be somebody that's listening, brand new, you may not understand the prophetic. Prophetic is not a psychic report. It's a foretelling of something that is going to happen to you, take place in you, in the future. It may be a now word the next few days. It could be a future word the next few years. It could be a confirming word, something you already know, something you've already heard. You understand that. Or it could be a brand new word. New things do I declare. Before it springs forth, I tell you of them. That's what the Lord said to the prophet. So you may get something brand new that you've never, ever heard before. It's a brand new word. But if you hear a word, you have to receive it by faith. You cannot receive it with your mind. I've said many, many times that your mind does not have the capability, the capacity to receive a word from God. You have to receive it with your spirit. Your spirit is inside of you. You know, your human heart is up here, but your physical heart is down in your belly. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So it flows up out of your belly. So you hear it, and then you see it. I don't believe that there's any thing that you cannot do if you see it. If you believe you can fly, you can fly, and you can fly high. But you have to receive it. Then you have to hear it. You see it. Then you say it. The power of your words, your spoken words, begins to create your worlds. I'm behind this microphone because I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to get on internet radio and lead prayer 24 hours a day. How could I do that? All things are possible. So when you get a word, it is not a chapter. It's not a book. It's one word. And so you take that word, you receive it by faith, you write it down, write it in a book according to Jeremiah 30:2, and then you begin to speak that word, declare that word, and do something that exercises your faith. You hear something, see something, say something, and then you have to do something. So what I did is I began to buy some equipment. I began to put up the equipment. I had an engineer from England who came along and helped me. And the rest is history. We are almost 4 years now broadcasting around the clock here on bpnradio.com. And, not all of our program is live broadcasting. It may be replaying as I'll do this afternoon, but some of it's live, and I'm live right now here on bpnradio.com. Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. Remember, Ruth Gentry is going to be taking some of your names and put in your city and state, if you will. There's something about where you live. Put in your city and state, and I'm going to be praying over some people that only have their name, city, and state. I may not have had time to look at pray over your word. Most of the time here on Prophetic Tuesday, what I do is I begin to pray. I look at your name, and the Holy Spirit begins to give me something about you. So I've written down quite a few names. The first two names I wrote down, I didn't go back and write anything about you, but I'll go ahead and prophesy over you anyhow. And when you put these names on Facebook Live, if you're watching on Facebook Live, then I'll try to respond to some of those as well. Carol H. from Sweetwater, Texas. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Carol, that God has made provision for your vision. There is no lack of money. And in times past in your life, there's been a lot of lack, particularly lack of finances, what needed to be done. And so Satan has tried to penetrate your heart, trying to put a stronghold in you that you'll never have enough money. And that is accompanied by a spirit of poverty. A spirit of poverty, regardless of how much money you have, how much property, how many goods you have, you will always feel like you don't have enough. So I declare the spirit of poverty over you, Carol H., as being broken, because there is a significant role that you are to play that takes finances. Most everything we do takes finances. Here at bpnradio.com, I can assure you that everything we do takes finances. The equipment behind us, getting the word out, the repairs, bringing on new people, working with social media, it all takes It just all takes finances. So, but I declare there's plenty of finances. There's provision for your vision, Carol, there in Sweetwater, Texas. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Alyssa M. from Foothill, California, I just know that God is bringing you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's bringing you to center stage. He's bringing you to the forefront, not just to play a secondary role, but to play a primary role in an assignment that you are going to participate in, and it's going to bring you front and center. And your voice is going to be heard, but your face is going to be seen in many, many different places. Alyssa, what a blessing. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Federica. Federica, that's a beautiful name, from Swindon, England. And I just want to give a shout out to all my friends there in the United Kingdom, particularly those in England, Scotland. Boy, I love you guys. We've ministered there so many, many times. You'd think I could speak some British by now, but I every time I try, people laugh at me, so I won't try it anymore, I don't think. Frederica from Swindon, England. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are on a special assignment, and that you stay focused. You're to stay focused on why you are where you are and be willing to stay the course. There will be voices that will attempt to call you back, accompanied by pleas for you to return to your former place. Don't move. You stay put, Frederica. Things are going slowly, but you're making more progress than you think you are. Keep your hand on the plow. Keep going. Finish what you started. Don't stop now. Frederica, I bless you in Jesus' name. Ryan W. from Granite City, Illinois. Well, I love it being on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. That means we can go across America and around the world. It's exciting. Ryan W. from Granite City, Illinois. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, condense it. Bring this calling and assignment into a place that you can get your heart around it. You've been trying to get your head around it, which is stalling the call and the completion of what you've been called to do. Go back to the drawing board in your secret place so that you can launch what is in your heart and not what is in your head. Ryan, I bless you in Jesus' name. They're in Granite City, Illinois. Heather C. from Turkey Creek, Louisiana. I minister many places in Louisiana, but never in Turkey Creek. Heather, I hear the Holy Spirit is saying, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. Good job. And it's time to take some new territory now. The days of expansion are here. Keep the main thing the main thing. Stay on course. Don't be distracted with unresolved issues. It's time to reach for the clouds. Don't be distracted with unresolved issues. Sometimes we try to resolve things that other people don't want to get resolved. So what do? We just leave it there and move ahead. Reach for the clouds. Heather, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Rosemary McWilliams, I'll call her last name because Rosemary has written an intercessory prayer journal that I just want to promote. Because, in fact, I ordered, about 30 of these not too long ago, gave to my friends. It's called Intercessory Prayer Journal by R.K. McWilliams. Rosemary is a member of Breakout Radio Church. If you don't have a church, you can be a member of Breakout Radio Church. I'm the pastor of Breakout Radio Church, and that is a church without walls. And we have members in 40 different states and nations of the world. And Rosemary is a member of our church. She's a very seasoned writer. R.K. McWilliams. You can go to Amazon and purchase this. I just want to tell you that I love this. I used to just do it on my iPad, but look at all of these names that I've got. And you can put your personal prayers there, prayers for your country, those in authority, those you're interceding for, even photos, if you want to put photos. Wow. You just look and see that I've just got it filled up. I get it up in the morning. I reach for my intercessory prayer journal. And so Rosemary McWilliams, R.K. McWilliams. You can get that at Amazon.com and highly endorse. That's what I use. Rosemary's from East Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, young lady, that you're able to teach, saying over you today to teach my people to pray. Teach them how to pray. How to establish a prayer list. How to define their prayers. And to write their prayers down. So, Rosemary, I bless you. And may you sell a million of those intercessory prayer journals. Paul C. from Punta Gorda, Belize. Punta Gorda, Belize. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Paul, that you're not to leave any of the basics behind. You have to put a new value on the things that you have studied. Don't be drawn away from the things you have invested in and sacrificed for some new things that might seem great at the moment, but could splinter and fall apart, because the new thing that you're observing and considering will take you away from the things that you've prepared for your entire lifetime. Don't mismanage your resources by trying to lay hold of something that has not been proven and will cost you time and money. So there is a word. Remember, if you receive a word, a prophetic word that I give, or any prophetic word, you have to bear witness to it. And if you don't bear witness to it, you don't have to receive it. You're never locked into a word. Never say, oh, that's a word from God and I have to do it. No, you have to bear witness, and, you know, you have to even want it. I prophesied over a young man that he was going to be a major league baseball player. But he didn't want it. He decided to go a different route. So he didn't play college baseball. He went a different route. Is that okay? Absolutely. So isn't it amazing that God gives you some options? And if you choose those, then that could be profitable. But if you decide to go another route, that's fine. I have a word for Alyssa M. from Foothill, California. Have I already given a word to her, Alyssa? I have. I've already given a word to you. And I gave you one word. Then I also had a word written down. Shall I give that one too, Ruth? What shall
double
I do?
Blessing.
Give both
I
of them?
I say double blessing.
Double blessing. I don't know when this has ever happened. Alyssa M. from Foothill, California. Hear the Holy Spirit saying to you that it's so easy to get caught up in the moment of things, and that you must pause and consider why you're doing what you're doing, what he's assigned you to do. There's so many choices, so many voices overwhelming your life today, but you must take a step back, close the door, spend some time with the Holy Spirit. He's going to clear your mind, speak to you about your future as you listen to that still small voice that is preparing the way for those major things that I prophesied to you about. I have a word for Dorothy D. from Walters, Oklahoma. Dorothy, new beginnings in your life. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's going to make up for lost time, and that he is bringing tremendous freedom in your life. And he is resolving some issues that have kept you from walking in that path of love and forgiveness, desiring to reassemble some things that he began to assemble even when you were a teenage girl. Dorothy, the best is yet to come. I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Kimberly B. from Washington, Missouri. I hear the Holy Spirit saying the anointing to preach and to prophesy has never been greater in your life. There are those who will say, Kimberly, I didn't know that you could do that. I did not know that that type of anointing was on your life. I did not know that there was that release. You're moving into a whole new dimension of ministry that has been reserved for you for a long time. That seat of ministry, that pulpit of ministry, Kimberly, has been reserved for you for a long, long time. It's been waiting for you. And nobody could take your place. And there are times you've said in your heart over the years, oh, somebody will come along and do that. But no, they haven't, because nobody can do what you are about to do because of your special anointing, authority in the kingdom of God, and all that you have caught, all that has been in your life and in your heart for so long. Take your place right now. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, the seat is ready, the podium is ready. Take your place. I bless you, Kimberly, in Jesus' name. They're in Washington, Missouri. Regina are from Springtown, Texas. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. You've got to be persistent. You say, well, it just appears that nothing is happening because you keep sending your name in. Keep knocking. Keep knocking. Be persistent. There are those that have tried to get through that door, but they gave up. They quit. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, don't quit. You keep knocking because there is a place for you, and there is somebody that's going to go through that door. Others have tried, have given up. You're not going to quit. There's a great persistency, tenacity, tenaciousness in your life. I got that finger out, and I'm pointing it right at you, Regina. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Lana B. from Midland, Texas, the Holy Spirit is reminding you about the family business and that God is bringing great promotion to your entire family, and you are going to be a major player. You're going to be a major participant in the family business, and you must not be left out. You must not be left out because you are needed, and that you are entitled to it because you paid the price and you have sown the seed. And what he's doing in your family is you're going to be a major part of, because major promotion is coming to your family, and there is going to be a land of plenty with endorsements and royalties, all sorts of things. And it's a family business, and the family is coming together. It's not an individual thing. It's a family thing. And you have sown many seeds in your family, and you're a significant player, and you must never, ever accept a lesser role. But you must contend for the promises that have been given to you, and that you must never allow yourself to be disqualified by anything that has happened in the past. Follow your heart, Lana. Take your rightful place, which is a very significant place. Wow, things are happening in your family. Lana, I bless you. I love you and Larry. I bless you in Jesus' name. Morgan S. from Oklahoma City. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the Lord is directing your steps through the wilderness into your land of promise, knowing there are nations waiting for you for your entrance into their territory and present the gospel. I see you following the Lord beyond the borders of this land, your passport being stamped many times, because God has definitely set the world in your heart. You, first of all, will begin to go with others. There will be group gatherings and group trips, but eventually you'll be going with one or two others. Morgan, something significant is happening, and I see the green light. The green light. I see the green light. I bless you, Morgan. And Gina R. from Elgin, South Carolina. I minister to that area. I love South Carolina. I want to let you know that we're praying for your son, praying for his freedom. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you have a green light. Talking about the green light, here we go again. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you have a green light to proceed in organizing and setting in motion those things that he has placed in your heart. He's given you. You were created for special events, and a series of those special events are in motion, just waiting for your voice of direction. There's these things that have been planned in the hearts of people. Even some of these things have been on paper for some time. They're just waiting for someone to give direction and unfold the planning, and you are that person for this time. So I bless you, Gina. You are a very gifted young lady. I bless you in Jesus' name. Whoo, I've been going fast, Ruth. I've been going fast. Let's give a shout out to some people. And I have some people say, I watch you every Tuesday. I just don't want to get my name. I have some famous people that join me. Who knows? You might need a word from God. So just go ahead and show up and do it. So Ruth's going to give a shout out and share a little bit about our special National Day of Prayer that's coming up on Thursday. Ian and Allison Kieber will be on Thursday, but it will not be Prophetic Thursday. We're preempting all of our programming for this one major event. So tell us a little bit more about it. Give a shout out to some people that's listening and watching today.
Well, if you're just now joining us, it is Prophetic Tuesday, which is one of our highly listen to programs on bpnradio.com. And remember, you can also listen to it again at 2, 5, and 10 today. And then it will also be in our revamping, our new look on our bpnradio.com website. We're getting all those transferred to podcasts, and so you can hear them at any time. Quick side story, I just saw on Facebook, you know, someone's like, my mom put her name in and she didn't get a prophecy. And my sister said the same thing to me the other day. I was with my sister a couple of weekends ago at my daughter's wedding, and she was like, you know, I put my name in a couple of times. And I started laughing. I said, sister, you've got a prophecy. I said, I happened to be listening at that moment. She's like, I did. And I said, yeah. And I said, she's like, oh my gosh, I've got to go back and listen to him. So I encourage you to go back and listen to him, because I believe that they're just going to be encouraging. So I'm going to encourage you to get encouraged. And so a lot of times, and it is difficult, I understand that, but we have so many, hear my heart again, we have so many names that come in, and but we do not have a team behind the scenes to process all of the details of that. But know that we pray for that name. We don't let one name fall. So it's sent on our prayer list with our national coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, Pastor Dell, Allison, Rhonda. They're all praying over that name continually. And so, I don't know, when you have some free time, and I know sometimes we have to really chart out that free time, but maybe go back and listen to those. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can also go back and just watch those videos. And check that out. It's always encouraging, which I want to say, I think is a corporate word that Regina got. Don't quit. What did it say? It says, keep knocking. She puts her name in a lot. And, that word of keep knocking, don't quit, because the enemy wants you to quit, but God does not want you to quit. So if there is something that has been in your heart for years, I just say today, don't quit. Don't give up on it. It's still there, and there's a reason it's still there. And so God's word is good. God's word is true. And so he wants to see that through for you. So I say, everybody grab that word of don't quit, keep knocking. And it is exciting that on Thursday, National Day of Prayer, truthfully, every day is a day of prayer on bpnradio.com. And if you don't know what bpnradio.com is, if you're just now joining us for maybe one of the first times, it's Breakout Prayer Network. And many, many years ago, not to give away like age, but many, many, many years ago, Dell is a man of prayer. And if you've known me for any length of time and have heard my story as far as just being mom and visiting with my kids, and we always kind of have this side little joke of like, if you look at prayer in the Webster's Dictionary, there will be a picture of Dell Gentry. He is a man of prayer. And so every day is dedicated to prayer on bpnradio.com. But we are emphasizing that on a special on Thursday. So the whole day will be just different prayer programs, different prayers, corporate, time of personal prayer, again, every day. But on Thursday, if you've not joined us previously on Let's Pray America, it's a prayer series, and it's through bpnradio.com, and it comes on at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and then again at 9 a.m., that's Central Standard Time, but then that catches everybody, Eastern, et cetera, et cetera. And so I, from my heart, really encourage you to start your day praying with Dell Gentry. The power of prayer changes your life. And I know that you know that if you're partnering with us, but if your first time listening today, I just encourage you to, you know, start your day with bpnradio.com. And we have an amazing prayer series there. And again, it is played at 5, 6, 7, and then 9 a.m. Central Standard Time each morning. And that's literally every morning, Monday through Sunday. And so you can start that day. And then Thursday, we have lots of specials that will be played throughout the day. So anytime you have a break in your work day or in your personal day, you know, jump on bpnradio.com and just check out what's happening. We would so appreciate it. And if you would like to if you have a prayer request, our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, she takes those. You can do that through bpnradio.com. letsprayamerica.com, or our Gmail is breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and you can email in our prayer requests, because as Pastor Dill just said, sometimes you don't maybe want to post it, you know, more on the social media, so send it to our email, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and we'll get those prayer requests. And just thank you for joining us today. We have our friend Pia and partner Pia. Thank you for being here and joining in with us and being a Breakout Prayer Network partner. And I just pray blessings over you. And Cassandra, blessings over you. I shout out to Noah, blessings over you. I shout out to Vicky, blessings over you. To Candace, blessings over you. Tony, blessings over you. And Regina, blessings over you. And I'm going to agree with you, don't quit. And Heather, blessings over you. Roseanne, blessings over you. All those that are listening today. And again, that will be listening throughout the day at 2, 5, and 10. Blessings on you. Thank you for joining us on bpnradio.com. And here is some more words to encourage you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth. I appreciate that. That's a good idea for people to, you know, this is Facebook, what am I trying to say? Prophetic Tuesday is recorded on Facebook Live. So you can just scroll down to the different past sessions. And, of course, you can fast forward. And who knows, your prophecy may be there. So I hadn't thought about that. That's very, very good. So actually, all of our programs are being archived, most every one of them on Facebook Live. And good job, Ruth, talking about how they can join us. Remember now that we're on TuneIn Radio. There's thousands and thousands of radio stations on the TuneIn network. And it's so easy to do that. I've got the app, and I just click on the TuneIn app. It comes up. I click that, and there I click BPN Radio right there. And in a matter of seconds, I am listening to bpnradio.com. So it takes me about 5 seconds, or it doesn't take too much longer for me to just to type in bpnradio.com. And you can carry us around on your smartphone or listen to us on your computer. We're so available there to be a blessing to you. Okay, hallelujah. I love to say hallelujah. I love to say hallelujah. We're going to have a wonderful National Day of Prayer. And by the way, Ruth and I are going to start it off at 10 o'clock on Facebook Live on Thursday. So join us if you will. Okay, more words. Wow, I could give two or three words that have came in from people that are watching us on Facebook Live. Here we go. Whoa, we have a guy that's watching today from Tokyo, Japan. Isn't it amazing that, Ruth, that we can stand here in our studios in Austin, Texas, and speak to people all around the world? Noah, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are not in Tokyo, Japan by accident. You are there on purpose. Your steps have been guided to the very center of that city, to the very center of that city. And God has given you executive privileges, that's a plural word, executive privileges in Tokyo, Japan. Stand in the center of that city and claim that territory for the assignment that God has placed in your heart. It's bigger than you think it is, and it's happening quicker than you think it is. So Noah, in Tokyo, Japan, I bless you in Jesus' name. Misty W. there in West Monroe, Louisiana. The preaching woman, the preaching machine, Misty, the preaching machine. I declare that God has given you a message like Jesus. Jesus said, I'm come to heal the broken heart, to set the captive free. I believe that's Luke chapter 4. That's your message, and that's your assignment. Misty, I bless you in Jesus' name. A member, by the way, of Breakout Radio Church. And if you don't have a church or a pastor, I lead this Breakout Radio Church. Services 8 a.m. and 8 and 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. And bpnradio.com most of the time on Facebook Live. But all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and Breakout Radio Church as a membership link. Roseanne C. from Fort Worth, Texas. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you being willing to sit at the foot of the table has brought you great favor from the Lord. Your willingness to serve in secret is going to bring you public accolations, public honor in days to come. You are blessed. His eyes upon you, and he's not forgotten you, Roseanne. He has not forgotten your labor of love. And he that is seen in secret will reward you openly. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Janet, Janet from Fort Worth, Texas. Janet, you got to know how much that Gene and I love you today. We have so many great memories of our times together. And you remember, Janet, that in 1988, that's been 30 years ago, that I came to minister for your father, Pastor Bob Nichols, and how significant you were, how the significant role that you played in helping get those early morning prayer services started Monday through Friday at Calvary Cathedral International. Janet, remember how many times that I prophesied there would come a day that you would get up and you would put your blue dress on and you would go and minister with Gene and I. You would write your book and you would minister and preach and do miracles in your generation. I command you, Janet, to get out of that bed, put your blue dress on, and minister to your generation. Looking forward to seeing you this Sunday morning as we celebrate the 23rd anniversary of the Power Tower at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas, 10 a.m. this Sunday morning. Janet, Gene and I love you and we bless you, and there's not been a night that has gone by in 20 years that we have not prayed for you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Wow, Dorothy B. from Azle, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, don't compromise those things that you know in your heart are right. And you may have opportunities for advancement if you compromise, but it will only be temporary advancement. Greater is the favor of the Lord than the favor of man. And if you have favor with God, you will eventually also have favor with man. The Bible said that Jesus had favor with God and with man. Dorothy, you follow the Lord. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jacob from Amherst, New York. Jacob, you are on assignment. You kind of like the Blues Brothers. You're on assignment, but you're on assignment from God there in the state of New York. Eventually, that assignment there is going to propel you, project you into the United Kingdom, into Europe. Wow. Major things are happening. Things are going on in the spirit that you may not be able to see with your natural eye, but you can see it with your spiritual eye. So I'm just going to pray the prayer that Elisha prayed over his servant when they were surrounded by this opposing army, and it seemed like they were all alone. And Elisha prayed, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. So I pray that over you and some of you that are listening on bpnradio.com today and some of you that are watching on Facebook Live, I just pray for you. God, open Jacob's eyes, open your eyes that you can see what is happening in your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I also have a word for John and Jennifer there in Columbia, Missouri. His little girl, Lizzie, that we prayed so many prayers for, has gone to be with the Lord, 10 years old. And I just pray for you. I know that this has been a time of grief and sorrow, and I'm thankful that Lizzie is healed. Some people get healed on earth, and some people get healed in heaven. So, Lizzie, even though she was 10 years old, she made a major impact upon not just thousands but millions through social media and the words that she spoke. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, John and Jennifer, carry on, that God is preparing you for an incredible ministry of healing and wholesomeness and wellness, and that pastoral anointing, that pastoral gifting rest in your life. And so John and Jennifer there in Columbia, Missouri, I bless you and ask God to bless you, and great things are unfolding. It's just the beginning, in Jesus' name. Oh, I feel the anointing. I feel so excited today. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to take this one day a week and be able to prophesy, exercise my gift. And I just pray over those of you that have a prophetic anointing. People need a word from God. People need a word from God. And you can give prophetic words in your neighborhood, on your job, on your campus, in your business. People need a word from God. People that may never, ever go to church. They may not even believe in God. They may be an atheist, but still you could say, I have a prophecy, or you can say a prediction. Speak a word in their lives. One word can change their lives forever. I have a word for Carol. Carol H.S. from Royce City, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're the principal player, the principal player in a new assignment coming your way. You truly are the bona fide person the Holy Spirit has been saying that you are for such a long time. You are the bona fide person. A new experience is coming your way. It will be an assignment without borders, a company without complications. There you have it. Wow, that's a good word. Principal player. You are a bona fide person. And a new experience is coming your way. An assignment without borders, accompanied without complications. Wow, that's good. I just hear somebody saying, I think I'm going to take that word. So, Carol, I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, I have a word for... who else do I have a word for? Let's see. Okay. All right. I'm looking at my list here. I had some other prophetic words. Let me see if I can find them on my list here on my screen, my big screen. Yeah, I got two or three more words here on the big screen that I wrote down. Then we'll take some others that have called in or written in. Philip S. from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Philip, I see you. You have an incredible training, teaching, ministry. I see you as a writer. I see you with an incredible ministry to broken down people, including broken down preachers, people who once had an active and successful ministry, but seemingly have been forgotten and left out for one reason or another. Boy, it can happen. They used to be surrounded by others that complimented them, endorsed them, and celebrated them, but now they feel desolate and all alone. I hear the Lord saying over you, Philip, Pastor Philip, get them out of those dark places. Restore them to their rightful place. Remember what David did to Saul's son, Mephibosheth. He said, let's go find them. He's been crippled, and put him at my table. And they went and found Mephibosheth. And he said, "You're gonna sit at my table, and you're gonna have all of the benefits that go with sitting at the king's table." So Philip, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "You know your assignment. You go get them out of those dark places. You seat them at the king's table, and tell them that we still need them." Tell them that life is not over. And even though they've gone through difficult places, even though they feel like they're finished, I declare that you must declare, no, you're not finished. Go get them and mend those broken preachers, broken people that once were in the limelight. They might have been on national television. They may have written books, best-selling books. I don't know. But today, They've gone into a cave in hiding. Get them out of the cave and say to them, as was said to Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this place? There's a place for you. And so what a wonderful assignment. Philip S. from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I bless you in Jesus' name. Go and do it. And Vicky M. from Oklahoma City. The Holy Spirit is giving you the courage to get back on your feet again. This is a command. So many times, most of the time, I never prophesy a command. But this is a command. that the Holy Spirit is saying to you, get back on your feet again, Vicki. All is not lost. There is no better time than now to take your place in the world, to pick up again what you dropped along the way, to have the courage to encourage yourself. Sometimes, you know, you have to do that. You just have to look in the mirror and just have to say, you know, you can do this. You can make it. You're looking good. I'm not gonna stay in this dark place. I'm not gonna stay. I'm not gonna be left out. I'm not gonna be discredited. I'm not gonna say life is over. You know, some people they just go through life. They never live life. You got to live life. Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Listen to me, Vicki. You got to live life. You got to live the best life, and you cannot allow words that have been said and misunderstandings and disappointments, confusion, to take priority over your life. The dreams that God has put in your heart, you have dropped so much along the way. Pick it back up and allow the Holy Spirit to refresh it. You know, sometimes on my computer, Ruth says to me, you know, Dad, it's on there. I said, no, I don't see it. She said, well, refresh it. Refresh your computer. So I refresh it, and there it is. So I'm saying over you, Vicki, refresh your computer. Refresh your life. And that refreshing comes with seasons from above, times, encounters with the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to wash everything away, all the disappointments, discouragement, disillusionments, and all the unkind words and the things that have been promised that were not kept. Let the Holy Ghost come. Have the encounter with the Holy Ghost and just let Him wash everything away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The dawning of a new day. And you can do this. You can do this. Resisting every negative word I wrote down and thought that's about to disappear as a result of the amazing encounter that you're about to have with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I pray for you, Vicki, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless you in the name of the Lord. And Samaya B. from P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P. How would you pronounce that, Ruth?
I'm not gonna try.
Paula up, Washington. Anyhow, we butchered that one. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're about to make history, Samaya. You're going to participate in a historic event that's going to bring about divine connections in your life that will seem quite small in the beginning, but don't be afraid to make an entrance. It's going to be life changing and will bring incremental benefits. You know, sometimes we get benefits that are incremental. A lot of people say, well, I just want the whole load. No. You know, I have, Gene and I have been sowing a lot of seed for the past 51 years, and sometimes we expect it to come in just one major package. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago that He's given it to us incrementally. You know, sometimes a person may receive an inheritance. Instead of getting the entire inheritance, sometimes it's written in the will, like I have for my grandchildren. They don't get it all at once. Incrementally. So that's what some of us are receiving. We're receiving incremental blessing. We think, well, God, you know, I had the faith that this was going to be taken care of or this was going to be paid off. God is in the process. Everything, in fact, everything is a process. I bless you, Samaya, in Jesus' name. That's a word for some people right now. God is repaying you incrementally. I have a word for Janelle W. I don't even know where you're from. Janelle, if you're watching, if you'll give me where you live, I'll give you a word. But I just try to. And also Linda E. And Joanne L. How can I miss writing these down, Ruth? I don't know what was wrong with me today. I guess I had so many prophecies. Joanne L. and Linda E. and Janelle W. If you happen to be watching on Facebook Live, excuse me,
or listening, they go to our Gmail and I'll pull it up real quick.
Yeah, you go to
breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com.
You can send it by email, and I'll give you that word. Most of the time, I won't give a prophecy unless I have at least a city and a state, particularly a city. Sometimes I will even a state. I have a word for like Amber A. H. That's a long name, Amber. Amber A.H. from Hawaii. And I bless you in the name of Jesus. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that that those lonely feelings that you are experiencing right now are only temporary. For God is about to bring a whole new level of friendships and relationships into your life. It's going to bring great joy and great contentment into your life. And Amber, I just want to prophesy that some of the closest friends that you will ever have in your life are waiting for you in Hawaii. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Aranya SP from New Delhi, India. Well, that's a long ways off, isn't it? I've been to India, ministered there. It took a long time to get there, a long time to get back. But Aryana, I bless you right now. They're in India, in New Delhi. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your fever is going to turn into great favor in that region where you live and beyond. Your spiritual favor is going to turn into a great fervor for more of Him and for more of His power, His glory, as you work in miracle-working situations in your nation and surrounding nations. Wow, what an anointing you have. The anointing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. I just stretch out my hands to you there in New Delhi, India. Just release the double anointing. The double. And Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me, you're going to receive the double. And those of you that see me, hear me today, I just release that double anointing, that special anointing that is in your life right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yesenia from Edinburgh, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there are those among you who would attempt to freeze you out through words or just disregarding you. Rejecting you. I know how that feels. I know just being disregarded, not recognizing who you are. I went through a season of my ministry where people didn't recognize who I was, and I just had to sit at the foot of the table. One day I tried to go to the head of the table, and the Holy Spirit said to me, "What are you doing up here? Go back and sit at the foot of the table." But that's only for a season. So there are those that would try to discourage you from operating in the Holy Ghost power that you've been called to operate in. You're mightily anointed, not limited by your gender, your education, your surroundings, your circumstances. Just stand on the rock and shout it out to your generation. They'll hear. They'll respond. Your voice is great authority. Yes, Sania. Yes to yes, Sania. Yes to you. I say yes to your dreams and visions and what God has put in your heart. They're in Edinburgh, Texas. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. I've got some more words that I'm going to pray over. Want to give you an opportunity. Ruth's going to give you an opportunity. We're going to have a station break. Ruth Gentry is the manager of bpnradio.com. And so, they want us to give station breaks at the top of the hours. That's what we'll do. She'll give a station break, give you an opportunity to give, because, we are supported by you, our loyal listeners and friends, and those that believe in what we're doing. So, Ruth Gentry will come, give you an opportunity to give a station break. I've got some more prophetic words for just the next few moments.
If you're just now joining us on bpnradio.com, welcome, and thank you for giving us this past hour on Prophetic Tuesday, sharing your time with us. We hope that it's encouraged everyone. I know that it has, and I believe that it has. And I wanted to just share, some more encouraging words. Maybe everybody doesn't know. If this is the first time you're listening or you're just going, what is all this about? We just serve a great God. We serve a good God, and He only wants good things for us. And, if you open up His Word, it is just filled with, it's just a teaching tool of everything we should be doing. So I just encourage you to just open up His Word. And so as His Word says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, and those scriptures are just talking about he who sows sparingly or grudgingly, and that's really tough because you know, if you're grumbling when you're giving, then you're definitely not in a joyful spirit or in the spirit that God wants you to give. So if you're sowing sparingly or grudgingly, and I almost don't even want to use that word, but it's in the word, and you will also reap sparingly and grudgingly. And I know this, and so and this isn't just about finances. This is about your life. You know, if you walk in an area and you're just in a negative, and you're speaking negative things, and you're speaking death over yourself and over your family, over your finances, over your health, whatever the situation is, I just say that is not of God. That is the enemy. That is the enemy saying those things to you, and you're listening to the enemy, and don't listen to the enemy. And so whenever you are doing in any situation, but maybe particularly in your finances, you know, I think that when we talk about finances, that's where it always gets a little testy. It always gets a little edgy. But those of you that have learned to walk with what the word says, the testimonies just roll in. And so I just recently had one that I kind of wanted to share. And I will say, not patting myself at all or giving myself any credit, but I learned a long time ago to trust. And so if the Holy Spirit is speaking to my heart, you have to trust him no matter what. So recently I was hosting an event, and a person came and delivered our lunch. And this young person was delivering our lunch. He already had his delivery fee and his tip built into the cost of the ticket. And so, but the Holy Spirit said, give him a tip. And so I was like, oh gosh. You know, have you heard Pastor Dale give those stories where you're not really arguing with the Holy Spirit, but it's more of like just being real? And I was like, I don't have any cash. And so, and we don't carry cash anymore. A lot of us don't carry cash. So anyway, I was like, oh gosh, I don't have any cash. So again, I heard the Holy Spirit give him a tip. And so I was like, okay. So I ran to my pocketbook, to my purse, and I did. I actually had a 20 in there, and I don't really remember even having any cash because I rarely have cash. And so I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And so I grabbed the 20, and I waited till the young man had set everything up and he's about to leave. And so I said, I just want to bless you with this. I didn't just hand him a 20, but I really felt like I wanted to share that testimony, or I wanted to give, you know, very generously, as far as like just not the $20 is not probably a real big deal, but we don't know what was going on in his life. I just obeyed the Holy Spirit and what was stirring in my heart. So I said, but I, my words with that was, I want to bless you with this. And I said, the Holy Spirit said to give this to you. And so we don't know the power. I'm going to take that back. I do believe we know the power of our words. So I'm just encouraging you today to speak those words in and just go with what God says, because God's word is not void and it is truthful. And so I just said, I want to bless you. God said to give this to you, and I just bless you and thank you for coming and serving us, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, a few moments later, many friends blessed me back financially, just out of a big surprise, and I wasn't expecting that. That was not the reason I gave, but again, it was just his word that said, you sow and you reap. You sow and you reap. Now, it might be in seasons, as Pastor Dale was just saying, or it might be in increments, or it might be because God, it's God's timing. And it's trusting in him 100% with absolutely everything. And I do believe that I do believe one of our number one, just as a society, problems is we don't believe in our finances. We can believe for our kids. We can believe for other things. We can believe for our best friend, and we stand so strong with them. But when it comes to our finances, I feel like it really is sometimes a struggle because the natural takes over. We don't allow the supernatural to happen. And we're like, we just have this amount of money to do this amount of things. And how are we going to make it all work? So I just encourage you today to financially, and I'm not saying, you know, if God is tugging on your heart to be a partner with bpnradio.com, then I'm so appreciative and thank you. But I'm just saying, trust God with your finances in every area. Trust God with your health. Trust God with your family. Trust God with your, you know, whatever he is telling you, because his word is true. The enemy is the one putting the doubts in your ear, not God. And so if God is tugging on you in a certain area, you know, just sow into his kingdom. Sowing into his kingdom financially, your words, your kindness, you'll never go wrong. And so I just encourage you to do that. And if God is tugging on your heart to be a Breakout Prayer Network partner, maybe one time today, maybe a monthly partner, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, small, large, you know, it's what you're just obeying the Holy Spirit. So that will be blessed. And so you can do that through going bpnradio.com and our donate page. Super simple. We take PayPal, the different debit cards, credit cards. Just go to bpnradio.com and go to the donut page. And it's just all right there, including our post office box. And if you want to write a check, something that really blesses us, write a check. Obviously, that blesses us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But when you write a ministry check or donation, include a testimony or if you have a prayer request, include a prayer request. And we want to pray with you. We want to partner with you. And so include that. That blesses us so much when we go to the post office box. And yes, financially, it blesses us beyond, because we could not do this without the finances. That's the truth. That's the natural. But in the supernatural, it builds our faith back when we receive those testimonies. So I want to give you that information. It's Breakout Ministries. You write your check out to Breakout Ministries, and it's P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78737. And all that information is also on bpnradio.com. Please join us this Thursday and encourage, you know, if you have a friend that, you know, has some time there, and please join us on Thursday for National Day of Prayer. Thank you for giving. Remember, all donations are tax deductible, so make sure you do include, like, your street address or a P.O. box, so we can get you back a tax receipt on your giving. Just sow today, so bountifully, so generous, and whatever the giving is, if it's finance, if it's kindness, if it's, you know, buy the person in front of you at Starbucks line their coffee. I just know today is going to be blessed back to you. I just believe that with my whole heart. Thank you for giving. God bless you.
Okay, good job, Ruth. Thank you. We just bless those of you that are giving. Somebody said, well, how can I give if I'm listening to the program? Well, if you're on bpnradio.com, you can go to the TuneIn Radio, and you can go to Donate button. Or if you are on TuneIn, you can go to your internet and donate. Or at the close of this program, you can do it either way you want to. On the internet, on our website, on your smartphone, and we are so grateful. And if you become a monthly partner, that'd be great. Everybody needs partners. We don't say a whole lot about finances, but everybody needs finances to do what you're called to do. And when you become a monthly partner, then of course you get on my daily prayer list, so that I can speak a blessing over you, because I have your name, have the partnership, and we just want to say thank you so very, very much. We're very, very grateful. Wow! And National Day of Prayer coming up. Gonna be a wonderful day. Ruth and I will kick things off at 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live, and then Ian, Allison Kieber will be on. And they'll be from their studios, and they'll be on Facebook Live throughout the day. It's going to be great. Rhonda and Delvin Kinzer are going to be on, as well as others. We are even going to carry some of the National Day of Prayer from Washington, D.C. live. So it's going to be a great day, a National Day of Prayer. I have three or four more prophetic words I want to give while we're still going here. Charlie R., and he's from Springtown, Texas. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, right on, Charlie. Keep going. Don't allow your confidence to come from man. Allow your confidence to come from God. And be confident in who you are. And Candy V from Youngsville, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, your lines have been drawn in pleasant places. Peaceful places. And so where are you to operate? You're to operate in peaceful places, in peaceful surroundings. And, you know, it's like a It's like a duck or a bird that's trying to find a place to give birth. They must have a peaceful place, peaceful surroundings. So I declare that God is going to help you birth some dreams and visions in others, and you'll teach them how to do that in peaceful surroundings where things are not chaotic. There's some people that try to operate, function in chaotic conditions. This doesn't work very well. So, Candy, I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for our friend Christian H. there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Christian, love you very much. You have a wonderful gift, very anointing. I speak a shout out to your family and the entire congregation there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I bless you, Christian. While praying over your name, while Ruth was sharing, Ruth's doing a wonderful job, isn't she? I heard the Holy Spirit saying that He's bringing you to a new identity, a new identity, and opening the doors to a new awareness that he is working in your life in an entirely new dimension. Things that have been in motion are now ready to implement. So there are things that you've been doing in the process of time while waiting for the proper time for certain things to be implemented. So I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that now it's now time, Christian, for implementation. Implementation, that's the key word, the buzzword. It's now time for implementation. So, Christian, I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Tony. Tony F. there in Fort Worth, Texas. My friend. I'm going to see you this Sunday, by the way. That special event. I bless you, Tony. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying some familiar words. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. And because He's bringing everything into proper timing and proper order. And He is at work. And giving you incredible revelation, in a way that you have never, ever experienced before. There's just incredible revelation that's going to result in some writing, some songs, and some masterpieces that are coming forth. And I just see an amazing worship time coming that is accompanied by a lot of string instruments, a lot of orchestra behind you. There's some things that are in motion, working. I see you with a tuxedo on. I don't know what all that represents, but something really big is happening. Big events are about to take place. And I bless you there. Bless you and Karen in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bless you. Copal from Baytown, Texas. Copal, it's a forever thing. You don't allow Satan to abort what he has birthed in your heart. It's forever. And Satan would try to say, no, it's just that's only a temporary thing. No, it's an eternal thing that God has placed in your heart, has given you ownership over, and it's not temporal. So don't allow those things to be aborted by circumstances or any situation. Copal, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Well, it's been a wonderful day. Wonderful day. Such tremendous anointing that is going on. And don't forget that broadcasting continues on. If you're on Facebook, this is being replayed throughout the day. And if you are on bpnradio.com, this program is being replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Delvin Kinzer, our award-winning news director, is on with the up-to-date news so that you can pray about what is going on in America and the nation of the world. And then, of course, tomorrow is Wednesday at 10 o'clock. I'll be back on bpnradio.com and with a very important prayer watch. Don't forget, on Thursday, National Day of Prayer, it's going to be a full day. It's going to be a great day, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to ministering This Sunday at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. We'll have a guest preacher, evidently, at Breakout Radio Church. We'll tell you more about that. But 10 o'clock this Sunday, and you can get more information by going to calvarycathedral.org, calvarycathedral.org. Ruth Gender and I will be back, of course, next Tuesday on Prophetic Tuesday. A lot of things going on. Next Wednesday is going to be a special event. I'll tell you more about that later. But we'll be coming to Rosenberg, Texas next Wednesday night. Oh, wow. All of our media events, we have a new media manager, Megan Gentry, my Ruth's daughter, my wonderful granddaughter, is now our media manager. So if you see more events happening on our media, you know that Megan, who is going to Texas Tech University, doing a wonderful job. Our family, God is blessing our family. Daniel and Taylor Alexander. Taylor Gentry, of course, you probably know, has gotten married, her and Daniel on their honeymoon, and a lot of wonderful things happening in the Gentry family. We are so blessed, and we bless you. We pray the will of God be done in your life, His will, plan, and purpose be done in your life, and all that you put your hands to do, in Jesus' name. We appreciate Aliona, who is working with us there in Moldova near Russia. She's been, she's almost 2 years she's been working with us, and we're proud of you, Aliona, doing a good job. And she's going to play our outro, and then we're going to have the news, music. Don't forget, Roy Beard is on 11:55, Word from the Wall. We'll have a special guest on today, 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and also, Roy Beard is going to be on at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, as we continue on bpnradio.com. If we didn't call your name today, keep listening. We're going to go back and search and make sure that there's no name that has fallen to the ground. We're going to continue to bless you. On behalf of Ruth Gentry and I, you have a wonderful day. And remember that you can do it, you can make it, and you are looking good. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
guess I should be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about the world and what it can give. For I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. For what good would a world do me with leaving all my mind? Leave it all.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you
show your face,
we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
tossed old lock of hair.
precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little
home. Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Crimson stain, he washed me white as snow.
I'm laying out all the pieces of my life. I'm your sacrifice. Let your fire fall. I'm waiting here. Come and take it all. To do my Father's will.
was lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be the fool for the king of love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you, and all I want is all of you. It's grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. Grace, your grace shines on me. And there've been days when I've walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you've carried me. You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. The oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. Grace, your grace shines on.
Only happy tears. I will share these sins and
forever in the light of His amazing grace.